The Labor Party is putting out some policy today, some help for aged pensioners, increasing what's called the work bonus so aged pensioners can earn more before that starts to eat into their pension. I spoke to the Families Minister, Jenny Macklin, about it a short time ago.
This is a more generous work bonus for aged pensioners, which will start from the 1st of July next year. What it means is that those pensioners who have employment income will be able to keep up to $6,500 of the money that they earn from part-time work each year. So in other words, it means that their work bonus can be annualised to especially help with seasonal work.
And this is money that won't be taxed and won't come off their pension?
It won't come off their pension, that's right. We expect it to benefit around 30,000 aged pensioners with an average benefit of just under $100 a fortnight in increased pension payments.
And where's the money coming from to pay for it?
As with all of our commitments in this election campaign, each and every one of them will be covered by the total savings that we're gradually releasing. As Julia Gillard has made clear, at the end of the campaign, there won't be one extra dollar come off the budget bottom line.
You're also announcing a commissioner for the aged. Why are you doing that?
We do understand that there are concerns, particularly by older Australians, that they face discrimination in the workforce and in other parts of community life. And so we are going to create a standalone Age Discrimination Commissioner. This will be a dedicated advocate for the rights of older Australians in the community and in the workplace. And this person will handle complaints under the Age Discrimination Act.
The amount of the work bonus you've announced for pensioners is double the amount the Coalition announced that will go to employers for employing pensioners. This election, like the one before it, both sides are announcing policies for sections of the electorate you consider important. You're both announcing funding for projects in marginal seats. How does it help democracy to have both sides spending money in this way in the hope people will like them for it?
I think the most important thing that pensioners understand is that it was the Labor government that delivered the most significant reforms to the age pension in 100 years. It was Labor in government that delivered just over $100 a fortnight increase to the single maximum rate of the pension, $74 for couples. When Mr Abbott was government in the previous Howard cabinet, of course, they rejected a proposal to increase the pension. Labor has really delivered for pensioners, but we want to keep doing so, and particularly to make the work bonus more generous.
But this is a measure you haven't delivered before. You've been in government for 3 years, so presumably you could have done it sometime then. The opposition is announcing policies it hasn't spoken about before. Why are these things crammed into a couple of weeks before polling day when people are deemed to be engaged and paying attention?
Well, in fact, we delivered massively to pensioners when we were in government, and pensioners are not only benefiting from the increase in their base rate of the pension, but there's an ongoing improvement to the indexation of pensions. We now have a pensioner living cost index. We measure the cost of living of pensioners separately from other Australians to make sure their pension keeps up with the cost of living that they have. So we certainly know how important it is to improve living standards of pensioners, and this improvement to the work bonus, making it more generous, is another step in the right direction.
The latest Nielsen poll has little change for both sides, the Coalition in an election-winning position. Will you be part of the only one-term government in 60 years?
I think the latest polls tell us exactly what we knew, which is that this election campaign was going to be very, very tight.
But you can't win with a primary vote at 36%, can you?
Well, we've got 2 weeks to go, and we intend to fight right up to the last day. We as I say, knew it would be on a knife edge, and it is.
Kevin Rudd and the Prime Minister are having their first face-to-face meeting today since Ms Gillard deposed him. Will that help your campaign or provide another distraction?
I think we've seen that Kevin Rudd and Julia Gillard want to make sure that they're out together in some places, in some circumstances, Kevin Rudd has said that he'll be campaigning in marginal seats. They'll meet today and work that through.
Won't they just be pretending to be nice to each other?
I don't think so. I think their fundamental commitment is to the Australian people, and that's what will drive their decisions today.
Jenny Macklin, thank you very much for your time.
Thank you.
That's the Minister for Families and Community Services, Jenny Macklin.